If you could hold the mic a little bit closer to your mouth when you're doing the English, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
महाराज इसका लर्निंग गुरुदेव binding Krishna by her rope of her love, and in this bound stage you Nal Kuber and Manigri, these two people, the sons of Kuber, who were in the species of life, you have liberated them. Not only just liberation, you have given them prema bhakti. I am requesting for that prema bhakti. Mukti, what I will do with that? No need for liberation. In the earlier shlok, Namo Deva Damodaranta Vishnu, this shlok, he started chanting Nam Sankirtan. And the special frame is manifested in his heart. With great eagerness, now he is praying for his direct darshan. Earlier he was speaking in his heart. Sadamme manasya eva rastam. Now, please come in front of my vision. Please give me your darshan. Be merciful on me. Now he is beginning the prayers. The bhakti bhav is emotions of bhakti are in his heart, and now he is requesting for direct darshan. And very rare that this he wants the darshan of Bal Gopal Krishna, who is like this. Prem Bhakti one can achieve in this manner. He is thinking in his heart that I am offensive, very very offensive, offender. I am not qualified to have direct darshan. But Bhagwan is very vaktavasal. He has a lot of merciful emotions towards his devotees, and out of his mercy, because of his causeless mercy, this is what he decides, and that's why he is praying, hoping that he will give in. No, Mokshir, I don't want liberation. He's praying for his Sanat Darshan. Nal Kuber Manigri, the two sons of the demigod Kuber. They are very proud in themselves, especially proud in their beauty because of their opulence. They are very proud. They are also, because they are very educated, in very high class family, the sons of demigods they belong. Suppose there is no beauty, no education, but if somebody is, if one is rich, so many different prides can come in one person. Now he is the, they are the sons of Nan Kuber, the son of wealth, opulence. He has, they have so much opulences. That's why they have become very, very proud. If you have a lot of money, then you will start drinking, using for alcohol. Now they are totally intoxicated in alcohol, by alcohol, and now they are performing water pastimes with their girlfriends, with the themselves of the heavenly planets. Narad Muni is coming that side, they should have immediately asked forgiveness. But rather, when they see Narad Muni, they are saying that he is crossing this place. There is no other path for him to go through. Like this, they commit an offense at Narada. Narada says, oh, you shameless creatures, you have left all good culture. Go and take the species of life. Go and take birth in the species of life. Now, they immediately fell down at the saint. Narad Muni's feet. He says, now whatever I have spoken, that cannot be untruthful. It has to come to be. But yes, there is one solution, that at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, Krishna will take birth. Bhagavan himself will take birth. That time in the, there will be a door in his home. You will be there present as two trees. And there he will come and liberate you. So that place he will come, and by his touch you will become liberated. Rather, not even liberated, you will get prema bhakti. So like this, he immediately turned into leaf trees. Now, at the time of the churning of the yogurt, he remembers when Mother Yashoda is churning yogurt, that, he remembers that there were these two boys cursed by Narad Muni. Now when he's tied to this landing motor, he's dragging this landing motor behind him, which is tied to his belly. When he reaches these trees, this grinding mortar is moving around the house, and this, now when this grinding mortar touches these trees, they immediately fall down, and these two demigods are liberated from these trees, bodies of these trees, and they circumambulate Krishna. With folded hands, they offer prayers to Krishna, and then Krishna says, go back to Golok Vaikunth now, in Golok. Srinipakanta and Madhukanta. In the assembly of Krishna, they became the speakers of Harikatha of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. If amongst the Vaishnava, amongst saintly persons, there is Vaishnava like Narad Muni, Vaishnavas, if they chastise the Guru, if he is chastising, correcting you, you should accept it on your heads, his instructions. If you want auspiciousness for any benefit for yourself, it will bring so much auspiciousness to you. And if Gurudev is chastising you, if you don't accept this chastisement, then you will fall down from bhakti. Remember this in your hearts. Not once. I've seen many, many times whenever Guru or Vaishnavas they are chastising, it is for the benefit of the person. If Guru or Vaishnavas they are chastising, stay in that place and perform bhajan. Otherwise, this is a little, and oh, I have seen many gurus like you, and you walk away. That's not going to bring any benefit to you. And take another guru. Finished. Everything will be finished for such a person. Careful. Translation.
Thank you.
Regarding something Krishna. Sukriti means sadhusam, first of all. And later then he hears Harikatha from the Vaishnavas. Then his desire arises in his heart to serve the, to perform some seva. Then how I will get this bhakti? Then to the assistance of the pure devotees, he develops his desire. And in this sequence, Guru, Krishna and Shastra, he develops firm faith in them. Whatever Shastra says, whatever Vaishnavas or Gurudev says, whatever Krishna has said in the scriptures, he has firm faith in all those words. Life may leave his body, but these words, he doesn't leave them. He has firm faith in these words. And he begins to search for Guru, and then the Bhagwan becomes merciful on him, because if he desires the bhakti, then he definitely makes him reach a bona fide Guru. If he has no desire for one-pointed bhakti, ekantik bhakti, he has desires for material wealth, material opulences, then he reaches an asad guru. But if he desires for ekantik, I do not desire anything else, then definitely Bhagwan arranges everything for such a person. Then he gets initiation in Harinam, serving Gurudev, then his bhajan kriya is starting. Shravan, Kirtan, Krishna Smaran, Pada Sevanam, etc. First of all, in Vedic Bhakti, and later on, by your mercy, Raganuga Bhakti he achieves. Then Anantanivritti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Asati, Bhav. Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva, what does it mean? Shuddha Sattva is all this world. Shuddha Sattva, pure Sattva, is only one thing. Shuddha Sattva is Bhagwan and his associates. The Bhagavat associates, Sita, Sadam, Subal, etc., Mother Ishwada, Nanda Baba, they have Katsalya Bhav, Lilita Vishakha, etc., Manjuris, they are in Madhuriras. Krishna, towards Krishna, these emotions, these moods, this is Vishuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva, Visheshatma. This special, what speciality? That this emotion, this mood to serve Krishna, Visheshatma. They are doing anything that is favorable for Krishna, to serve Krishna, and taking the session of his associates, they have some very fortunate souls. Meditating on the moods of Rupa Manjari, that Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma enters into the hearts and infuses all the energy in his heart, and then Rati develops in his heart. You must understand that this person has achieved his goal. And if some people go to Radha Kund, that taking door open and taking intercession from Babaji's, this is my naam, this is my service, hearing such instructions, this person is definitely going to fall down. All our acharyas, Sri Rupa Goswami and other acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod, with firm faith they are following this sequence. Radha Kund, the Babaji's, they are all sahajiyas. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he left speaking of somebody, that how he left, and he is residing at Radha Kund. He left everything, and he rather later on left everything. He left even chanting, all proper etiquettes also. One my Guru Maharaj Shishya was also there. He went to Radha Kund. He left everything, and then he was performing some bhajan. After a few days, he fell down. I have seen many people behave like this. Our Russians, especially, they are very sentimental. They are not even touching the roots, and they want to climb to the peak. They want to touch the... Oh, that this Gopi Bhav has come to us. What can I tell you? They are offenders. They will rather leave all proper etiquettes also, all dharma. They will be devoid from all proper dharma, and they again enter into the household life. You are good. English is speaking. Yeah. Russia to Russia. This is the sequence of bhajan, and like this you can achieve prema bhakti. Translation.
Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has given a sequence to the entanglement of us of bhakti. Adol Sraddha Sadhusandra. Firstly, one will knowingly or unknowingly accumulate Sukriti. Sukriti means knowingly or unknowingly one will have yet some relationship with Hari Guru Vaishnava. By the accumulation of that security, one achieves sadhusanga. In that first type of sadhusanga, by hearing, that desire to serve Krishna or Krishna's seva vasana enters the heart, then one becomes greater desire. How can I achieve this bhakti? Then he performs sadhusanga the second time. This second type of sadhusanga, the devotee is now with unflinching faith and determination to follow the words of Hari Guru Vaishnava. At that second type of sadhusanga, the devotee means, I may leave my body, but I can never leave bhajan. When it awakens in the heart, one will search for a bona fide sadhu, bona fide guru. If the devotee has a pure intention to achieve and perform pure devotional service, then by the mercy of Krishna, he will achieve a bona fide guru. But if that sadhak has other desires, except for the pure service of Krishna, then Krishna will send a false spiritual master, and he will be cheated. And by the mercy of Sri Krishna, one achieves the shelter of the lotus feet of Sadhguru, bona fide spiritual master. From that bona fide guru, one will take Harinam, one will receive Harinam Shiksha. Then he will undertake the limbs of devotion under the guidance of the spiritual master. This is called Bhajana Kriya. At first he will be performing Vaishvati, regulative devotional service. But by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, gradually he will enter into Raga Yoga Bhakti. Therefore, after Bhajana Kriya, all his advances will be destroyed by the performance of Bhajan, and that sadhana will gradually achieve Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashanti, and Kanti Bhava Bhakti. But if Bhava Bhakti, Jiva Bhava Swami Bhava said, Sudha Sattva Visheshatma, Mema Sudha Yavisha Samyupa, Ruchi Vri Chitta Bhajunta, Kritum Kitta Bhava Bhishanta. What is Sattva? In this world, there is no Sura Sattva, there is only Asura Sattva for mixed existence mixed with the three modes of nature. Then what is Sura Sattva? Sura Sattva is within the Jivatma. And we share Sura Sattva. That is the devotional sentiment contained within the heart of the eternal associates of Sri Radha and Krishna. For example, in Sakti Rasa, this Sura Sattva is contained within the hearts of Sri Dhan, Sri Bal, Madhamadha. In Kaloka Vrindavan, this Sura Sattva in Vatsali Rasa is contained within the hearts of Sri Nanda Kisana. And in Vatsali and Madhuri Rasa, that is contained within the hearts of Sri Guru Sattva Manjani, etc. Therefore, the path of the eternal subject is called the Sura Sattva. Therefore, Visheshatma means Sudhasattva Visheshatma. When we perform hearing and chanting and constantly remembering the service food of those associates of Krishna, then their bhava, their Sudhasattva will enter our heart. That word means Visheshatma, becomes a special person.
What is the Visheshatma?
Within the heart of the Jiva.
The mode of the chanting, Krishna,
So Vishesha is removing their interpreting in heart of internal associates. And when they move, reflect in the heart, they're then into the stuff of Vishesha. Therefore, thinking of that mood, even in chanting to achieve that mood will enter the heart. But that is very rarely achieved. So these days, it's a matter of great sadness. There are many, many devotees, at least the feet of the bona fide spiritual master, and they're going to the radical, and they think, quickly, I will accept, door open, means become Babaji. And then they take Gopi Mantra and from Radhakulam and Hajjus, and then they fall down. Guru Maharaj says, they leave the bona fide Guru Parampara, and they lose everything. Guru Maharaj said, even the disciples of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, they went to Radhakulam, they left their Guru there, they went to Radhakulam, took their new Gopi Mantra, and what happened? After some time, they completely fell down. Guru says, even before, disciples of his spiritual master. Guru said, even he saw disciples of his spiritual master. They went to Radhakulam, took so-called reinitiation. After some time, again, they were drinking alcohol, taking meat. Then they got one another team, became busy. Therefore, Westerners don't want to mention any particular country, Russia. They do not want to, they want to get the fruit from the top of the tree, therefore they jump up there. But such persons are very offended because they make offense to the Guru and the Vaishnava, they completely fall down to maturity.
Especially Russian people. They want to be old.
Is very possible in Russian today.
और विशुद्ध सत्व मतलब कृष्ण के परिकर और विशुद्ध सत्व
Shuddha Sattva means the liberated soul. Vishuddha Sattva means the associates, Bhagwan and his associates. And Ashuddha Sattva is this world. That mood of the associates of devotees to serve Krishna, the procedure to serve Krishna, that is Visheshatma, that is Bhagwan, Shri Krishna, meditating on him under his guidance of these associates, that moods, those moods are infused in the hearts of the jiva, that is called Shuddha Sattva, Visheshatma, English.
I know there are so many devotees. They don't want to listen to us. So I will ask all of us. They want to preach and to do. What they should not do lightly, and what try to control their mind and still have no imagination, no tending name, chanting, no tending yarita, even controlling mind, we should try to hear Krishna's yarita and chant.
One thing Ramachandra says, that he's just clarifying, makes existence of Sudhasattva in this world. Sudhasattva is a liberated soul, and the Sudhasattva is the Parikrama of Radha and Krishna. So when that is Sudhasattva in the heart of the eternal substance, reflects in the heart of the jivas in this world, that is Sudhasattva Vishesha.
Namo Rāsi Vāyā 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 Vāyā
morning and I'm having a little difficulty. And feels like I'm going to get out. Now I'm little like
Oh, Damodar.
You have this rope that is binding you. I offer my respects to it. The base, the fundament of all this, origin of all this universe. You, your beloved, Sri Radhika, I again and again offer my obeisances. This transcendental pastimes that you have performed, again and again, I offer my respects to them. Like this, Kuber Atma Jau, with this prayer, speaking like these prayers, my desire is very, very rare. Without Bhagwan, without mercy of Bhagawan, it cannot be achieved. Amongst all the devotees of the Bhagawan, who is this topmost? Srimati Radhika. Without her mercy, Krishna's mercy cannot be achieved. And this rope is so fortunate. It is touching and binding the belly of Krishna. This is not ordinary rope. Outside, inside, nothing he has. He has no existence. Tangible existence, we can't see him, maybe. Because he's Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's why he's saying thereafter that Namaste to Dhamne, Sura Dutti Dhamne. I'm offering my respects to your belly. All the Brahma, Brahman, all the universe, all the origin of all this universe is Yashoda mother. She has seen in her childhood, she has seen his open mouth. All the universes are present in that mouth. That is why that rope is so superior. I offer my honor to that rope. Offer my respects to his belly. Cannot bind Krishna. He has no inside, no outside. How can you bind such a thing? This binding, but that he has accepted, is so beautiful. The 14 from this belly has appeared this 14 bhuvan, the 14 worlds, this lotus flower on which Brahma has rested. Means if this belly is bound, it means the entire universe is bound. What it means? Yashoda mother, by her vatsalya bhav, she has bound him. So it means, because all the universe is present in that belly, it means she has bound the entire world because of her fame. Now all the world is come under control of Mother Yashoda because of her vatsalya bhav. Impossible to bind Bhagavan, but still out of vatsalya she is able to bind him. सामने सुराग ईश्वर भगवान हिमसेल्फ प्रजनन श्री कृष्ण bound by the ropes of Vatsalya Ras. I offer my respects to this rope. This is not ordinary rope. This is the personified Vatsalya Prem. This is no ordinary rope. This is the personification of Prema Swarup. It is, Krishna cannot be bound by any material rope. He doesn't have anything below, bottom, outside, inside, external, nothing he has. How such a thing can be bound? But still she has bound him because of Vatsalya Prem. Namo Radhikai. All the desires that the jiva has can be fulfilled by Radhika Chandravali and others cannot. There are so many, her name is Eternal. Your name is Radha, but if somebody performs some service, that service is called Aradhana. Radha and Krishna are one soul, two bodies. There is one body. Because of tasting their pastimes, they have expanded into two, Radha and Krishna. Guru Maharaj has explained something further. Sanatana Goswami has explained, defined something, and he is saying that Namo Nanta Leelaya. The pastimes are unlimited. Leela means
Leelau
means that which has Li means Alingan, embracing. Law means to accept. Leela means to accept, embrace. Gopis are embracing Krishna. Like this is performed, this Rasalila pastime. Rather, many, many pastimes of it are performed. So, this is the name, Leela. This is what it means. Sanatana Goswami Pada has explained. Leelas are very confidential. This Ras Leela and etc. are not described each and every place. They are very confidential. But suppose somebody is qualified, in front of him such a person can be described these pastimes. Otherwise, it's not proper. Otherwise, it is like drinking poison to describing to somebody who is unqualified. Time of churning the ocean, what came out first? Poison. Bhagavan called Shankarji that only you can accept this. He did not take it inside, he did not swallow it, he just took it inside till the throat he held it. And that's why, because his throat turned blue, it became known as Nilkantha, the blue throated. Suppose somebody is unqualified, this past year and other past times, if he comes to here, if you describe to such people, this is what will happen, like drinking poison, it will burn him. You can give him some indication of these Madhura pastimes on Chagalkataru. So, now we will speak about Bhajan Rasya a little in the morning from now onwards.
So finally, give my Namaste to Dhamme, Saradhiti Dhamme. O Dhamma, I give pranam to that robe, which is really the robe of the Sarvabhakti. That robe is not ordinary robe. It is full Brahmacharya's spiritual effulgence. It is also Vishwadha. It is the Lord of the universe. Thereby, give namaskar, I give my obeisances to that robe and to that leela also. He is making my desires very difficult to achieve. Without the mercy of a devotee, I cannot achieve success. And of all the devotees, the best devotee is Srimati Radhika. Without her mercy, there is no question of attaining the mercy of Sri Krishna. Therefore, that robe that bows Krishna, it cannot be an ordinary robe. Because inside Krishna's stomach is the of universe, and that robe bounds it. Also, what to think of that? Krishna himself has no beginning, no end, no inside or outside. But that robe bounds it. Thereby give pranam to Krishna's stomach and to the robe. And that Krishna's stomach is superior to the robe. My dear Soda saw that this robe dustan two times. One time in the mouth of Krishna, she saw all the elements of the universe. And now by binding Krishna's stomach, she has done the second time, because inside Krishna's stomach is within the universe. Therefore, from Krishna's stomach came Chaturmukh Brahmaji, and from him came the cause, he is the material cause of the creation. Therefore, Krishna's stomach is the cause of everything, but that love bound that stomach. Therefore, Mahayasoda not only bound Krishna, she bound the entire creation. In fact, she controls millions of universe, which is actually impossible, but it is made possible by her Dhanasadhya Prema. Therefore, Namaste to Dhamme, Buddha Siddhi Dhamme. No other incarnation was ever bound. Not even Balaram would have bound. The Swami Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, the controller of all controllers, only he was bound. See, if I keep my pranam to that rope. Krishna is never bound by an ordinary rope. He is bound only by Bhaktisattva Prem. Therefore, the real truth of that rope is the Bhaktisattva Prem of Sri Mani Yasoda. The embodiment of Bhaktisattva Prem. Therefore, Krishna, who is unlimited, who has no inside, outside, beginning or end, he is bound by that prem of Mani Yasoda. Therefore, Sri Mani Namo Radhikari Vadiyasaka. I give my pranam to Srimati Radhika. It is her only that fulfills all the desires of Krishna. Even Chandravasan cannot fulfill Krishna's desires like Srimati Radhika. Therefore, the constitutional root, the Rui of her name, Radha, means she is worshipful even for Krishna. Or she worships Krishna. The main that Krishna worships her. Therefore, Sri Pandurdev at last gave confidential meaning of this Namo Nasa Lila, thereby Lila. Lila means alikam, to embrace, and La means to accept. Lila, to accept the embrace of Sri Krishna, that is Lila.
Your call is disconnected.